1866, but the idea is as old as Benjamin Franklin. He suggested we use a lot less candles if we all agreed to get up earlier and make better use of daylight. Franklin also said, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. His desire was not to make us a nation of workaholics, but better managers of daylight. Solomon would have agreed with Franklin's balance of hard work and good rest. In Psalm 127, he wrote, it's useless for you to work so hard from early morning till late at night. God gives rest to his loved ones. I'll be happier if I balance work and rest, whether it's daylight savings time or not. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of CenterPoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our cooler than normal March weather will continue for at least a couple of more days. For today, sunshine, kind of breezy, high in the upper 50s. Clear, cold tonight. Good chance we'll be near the freeze mark by about dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is a breezy, cool day with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. Another cold one tomorrow night with the overnight low temperature right around freezing by dawn. A little warmer, mid-60s by Thursday afternoon. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, but a better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay ahead of dramatic weather changes before they happen with our free weather app. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We're now in the pepper tree shops. We got a buy-a-thons going on. That's right. Anything of value, diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver coins, anything you no longer want, bring it in. Let us buy it for you. We're giving you, bring $100 for coins, we're going to give you $700. Come on in and see us on the pepper tree shops. Also, repairs. We're wide open on repairs. So come in for the buy-a-thon. Okay, you could trade it or walk away with money. Whatever you like to do, the buy-a-thon is on at Marguerite's Jewelry Store. Bring in your diamonds.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I think we need some cameras in the studio because I think it would add a lot to the audience experience. I open up with Can't Stop the Feeling and then open up hour two with Shake It Off, and I realize we can't have cameras in these studios. Can you imagine being all stiff? And
everybody would love to see Jack Campbell over there dancing.
You should see it. It is a sight to behold. It is a sight to behold. He was doing the Shake It Off off the shoulder and a lot of head bobbing.
When he broke down and started breakdancing and went into that head spin.
The head spin was too much.
He doesn't even have cardboard on the floor.
If I did all that, it would take me an hour to catch my breath to be back on these microphones.
If you did all that, it would be evidence you have miraculous powers. I'll be honest with you. Anybody I know that can spin on their head, I'm declaring a prophet of the Lord. 272-9228. is the number if you want to get in, 272-9228. Let's do this. Let's head back to the phones early in the hour. Ken.
Morning, gents.
Morning, Ken.
Morning.
A story that 84, a character that 84 would appreciate, and oh, gosh, what's the first name of your lady from New England that called in?
Myrna.
Yeah, and by way of that example to Myrna, for her to take back home to her friends, we had a hospital administrator two decades back, from Southwest Georgia, who was an avid, lifelong coon hunter. He'd grown up dealing cards for high-stake poker games somewhere up north of Atlanta for his granddad, who ran an illegal casino, basically. And he had acquired a reputation around town for cheating at cards. There were a bunch of sore losers that lost a lot of money to him, and they wanted to accuse him of cheating. So he set us all down in the dressing room in the OR one morning, and he was steamed. He said, "Dadgummit, you know, I could cheat these guys four ways from Sunday, but I don't have to. I can take their money without doing anything illegal." And he would take a deck of cards, ask us how many we're going to sit down to play, supposedly, and, you know, whether it's going to be three, four, five. And he would deal, after shuffling the cards, he would deal around, and not like a magician predicting what card was in your hand, but most everybody would have a pair if he had three of a kind, or two pair. So he was spending a lot of his money on good, high-quality coon dogs. Went to, I think it was North Carolina, overnight, one day during the week, to purchase or pick up a coon dog that he bought for many hundred of dollars. May have been over $1,000 even back then. Got back in town just in time to stop by the Holiday Inn for a quick cup of coffee and sat down with his gang, and they were all ragging him about how much money he'd spent for his coon dog and being gone all night, and, you know, once or twice a week you're gone all night hunting coons. And he finally had had enough and said, "Look, let me ask you guys, how many of you can sit down with your wife, have a nice meal in the evening, then gather up with all your buddies, get your coon dogs in the truck, strike out, spend the night hunting coons, having a great time, wind up with a drink of your favorite whiskey, get back home just in time for your wife to meet you at the back door with a hot cup of coffee saying, 'Did you have a good hunt, honey?'" And since no one could answer that for him, he stormed off, having gotten the best of him verbally for a change. But he didn't mind spending several hundred dollars for a high-quality coon dog, and he went at least once a week.
I can imagine. Well, Ken, we appreciate it. That's a good little story.
Isn't the coon dog the black one with the tan around the eyes?
That's a raccoon.
No,
you should have seen the way Jack looked up at me. Kind of with the Donald Trump look around the eyes, you know, that raccoon shadow.
That's the opposite of a coon. They're trash can bandits, is what they call them, trash bandits.
Oh, yeah.
They got the little mask
around their eyes. I never understood bandits who just put the thing around their eyes as if that conceals the... You know what, though? You know how girls glasses get bigger and bigger on girls every year. Have you noticed this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're like windshields now. But anyway, you can't really tell who they are in their glasses now. Because the glasses are so big, they cover two-thirds of the face.
Yeah.
You can't even tell who they are.
Yeah, see,
I'm not complaining.
Sid's got some that are big as the cans that you've got on your ear is how big. I got a picture of that somewhere. I took them and put them on the other day.
Yeah, these are a handful, you know.
Like,
you know, it's about the size you want right here. You know, cover the whole hand, but not too much. Not too big of a headphone. You don't want a too big of a headphone. Boomer.
Well, come up to the Titus, Alabama. You'll see some of them $5,000 or $6,000 coon dogs them boys get. Yeah, I promise. They spend more on coon dogs than they do on their daggone family feeding them. But anyway, look here.
Boomer, some of them spend more on the coon dog than they do on the house trailer they live in.
You better believe that. I mean, I got some boys up here and got $5,000 coon dog. But I got some sad news, Baron. I need to relay to some people that you would just give you just a minute. Folks, the Blues and Jazz Festival in Wetumpka has been called off after 6 years. Wow. Okay. The reason is...
Is it because they closed that YMCA down there in community
center? Boys Club.
I'm getting to that.
No, I knew you were.
I'm going to get to that. It's because, check this out now, after 9 years, I'm going to say something. The person that is in charge of the Blues and Jazz Festival was also Mary Ann McLeod's right-hand person that destroyed Jubilee City Fest. Now, the mayor, Pinocchio, we'll call him Pinocchio. I don't call anybody those names anymore. We'll call him Mr. Pinocchio. He lied to the governor. He is a hot item. Nobody wants to touch him, be around him. The Indians have disowned him and the city of Wetumpka. They don't need any trouble up there in the south. Okay? Second off, the reason they don't have enough money to do it, not only the Indians have canceled, but so has all the other people that have canceled. They've turned their back. Well, it's a free thing to the people. You charge for concessions. That's not enough. Where'd the rest of the money go? This all came from someone at the courthouse over the weekend. I love people at courthouses. The mayor spent so much money on lawsuits in the city of Wetumpka that it's unreal.
All right.
Hold on. Between
Charles Hollis's distaste for all things John Knight and between your distaste for all things... Well, I know you do, but I'm talking about Charles Hollis. So between Charles Hollis's distaste for all things John Knight and your distaste for all things whichever mayor you happen to be near at the time...
No, I love Todd. Me and Todd are working.
And that's because you're not near him anymore.
You moved out.
He's asked me to come back, though.
Well, don't
do it. How long would that last? Seriously.
I want to ask you one thing. Hold on. But we do have a new business then. Don't forget this now. Now, they don't want no shoe stores. They don't want an Arby's. We don't want a price cost plus. But guess what we got downtown Wetumpka now? A massage parlor. Can you believe that?
I mean, is it on the up and up?
It is. I don't know what it is. All I know is called the Lucky Seven Massage Parlor.
I don't think it's downtown Wetumpka.
Hold on.
We got to go over this. Is it on the up and up or not, Boomer? You know, and I don't act like you don't.
All I'm going to say is this. The city of Wetumpka will not let any...
No, I asked a specific question.
Okay.
Did these people used to run Rainbow Massage on the Southern Bypass?
All I want to say is this, Barry. I'm not going to commit myself to anything that I may be liable for at a later date.
Lucky Seven.
All I'm saying is the name of the place is Lucky Seven Massages. It's right down from the casino. There's already some things going on in the casino parking lot.
You make your own consumption,
but it's the Lucky Seven, and I don't know if you get to roll dice while you're getting the back rub. I don't know.
Do they advertise?
No, that's right across the street from the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, because there's some people in the company here who might want to work out a trade deal.
It's right across the street from the Chamber of Commerce, the city we talk
about. I don't buy it for a second. I think you're telling the truth. Until I know here otherwise, I'm assuming it's on the up and up. If it's in downtown Wetumpka.
I'm saying it's a Lucky Seven massage parlor, downtown Wetumpka, across from the Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to go take a picture. Matter of fact, I'm going to go do some investigating.
I bet you are.
And I will report back to you on the up and up. Y'all have a great day.
Go ahead and drop your 80 bucks on that investigative report. Let me know how it ends, all right?
If it ends happily, we'll know the answer.
Y'all have a great one.
I was trying to end it without the happy word in there, but Lord have mercy, this show has gone to pot. Larry.
Well, all the next
Can we go back to coon dogs?
I do have a coon dog story.
Good. On the list. I'm writing it down right now.
Just in case listeners think that the coon hunting is just for ignorant rednecks, my father-in-law was a
huge coon hunter, and he was a full bird colonel in the Air Force.
You can be a full bird colonel and a redneck at the same time.
Well, I wouldn't call him a redneck, not to his face anyway. But and he's deceased now. But one time, this was in the late 70s, early 80s, he bought a coon dog and paid $3,000 for this dog.
Yeah.
He lived on a big 2-acre lot, and toward the back of the lot some trees, and he built this dog a pen. Now, I'm not talking about a 4x4 pen. This thing had to be at least 12x12 or maybe bigger, with a cement floor, running water, and a septic tank where he would wash the waste away every day. So he treated that dog better than he did anybody. But anyway, just thought I would throw that in for what it's worth.
I do appreciate it, Larry. I do thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's the coon dog stories or the massage parlor stories that are making this a classier show today. I'm trying to figure out which are leading the way, Campbell.
I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about
Jack is the hottest look on his face right now.
I have no thoughts.
Jack's only thought is, why did I come in today?
Yeah.
Of all days, not to miss.
I'm having the same thought.
We'll be back.
Shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that this ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. This week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot.
23 minutes after 10 o'clock, welcome back into News and Views.
My mic on?
Don't.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you,
that was not me, by the way.
Jack likes to woo from time
to
time.
That was not me either. Thanks very much.
272-9228. As you sit right to left on your radio dial, Jack Campbell, I am Baron Coleman. 84 sits in with us on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Is it still cold out there when you came in? It was cold when I got here.
It's warming up. Sun's out today and that dang wind ain't blowing.
It was in the mid-30s when I got here.
It was brutal yesterday.
Yeah. But I'm looking now, 46, high as 60. I can handle high as 60. You know, today's an important day. You guys know what today is? It's an anniversary day.
Well, let me think. March 13th?
March 13th. Go back 5 years. March 13th, 2013. It was an important day in American history.
Did Trump win his first primary?
No, that would have been 2.5 years before the primary started. What? March 13th, 2013.
Oh, 13.
Mm-hmm. 5 years ago. I've played the clip on this air several times. I'm not going to do it today because I don't want to find it. But it was the day James Clapper sat in front of Congress and lied, perjured himself, saying there was no book collection program in the United States. Mm. That was your government, your intelligence community, looking you dead in the eye to the people who oversee it. You know, the CIA, the NSA, FBI, these were all creatures of legislation. These are statutory agencies. And when the legislature, when the Congress made these agencies, they reserved the right to oversee them because they understood the awesome and incredible power they were given these agencies to basically run the dark arts. With the understanding that from time to time, they would call them before the agencies and ask them questions. And they would come clean and be honest about it. A senator from, where is he from, Minnesota or something, Wyden, asks James Clapper point blank if there's a bulk collection program in the United States, to which he said, no bulk collection program. Here was the question directly. Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or millions of Americans? His answer, no, sir. And it was a lie, and he perjured himself. Now, if you believe for 1 second Hillary Clinton will ever do a day in jail, James Clapper got away with perjuring himself. Do you think the former Secretary of State and former First Lady of the country is ever going to do a day in jail? No. It's not going to happen, amigos. So just get that out of your head. Some pigs are more equal than others in this country. That's an unfortunate reality. But happy anniversary, James Clapper. You now cannot be tried for perjury or charged for perjury. What?
He's a little wormy looking. Looks like Porky Pig.
Porky Pig.
He does.
He kind of has a Porky Pig look. You know, now he's an analyst for CNN. Did you know that?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
He's an analyst for CNN. I had another story here about Clapper, and I don't know what happened to him.
Clapper?
You brought her, you Clapper.
Hardly know her.
272922. Aha, here it is. Here it is. Going back to January the 6th of 2017. This would have been 2 weeks before Donald Trump became president. He became president at 12:01 on January 20th. Going back to January 6th of 2017, James Clapper goes on the television and is asked point blank about, I've got the timeline all screwed up. Got the timeline all screwed up, Jack. I'll tell you what. Let me just go through the timeline as I saw here. January 6th, DNI James Clapper, CIA John Brennan, FBI James Comey, and NSA Mike Rogers. They go to Trump Tower and they brief President Trump on the joint analysis report of the Russian interference. And I have a copy of that here with me today. It's not an overly detailed document, but it is the document where they concluded 2 weeks before Trump took office that Russia interfered in the election of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on Donald Trump's side. They didn't say it was the reason he won, but they definitely claimed interference on that document. That was the document. They go on January 6th, 2 weeks before he takes office, and say, here's the document we're about to release publicly. We just want you to have a heads up and to have seen it first. 4 days later, January 10th, CNN runs an explosive story through Jake Tapper and puts up an article about intelligence officials briefing President Trump about the Steele dossier. Trump comes back the next day, hosts a news conference, and says, I wasn't briefed about a Steele dossier. I don't know anything about a Steele dossier. BuzzFeed had printed the Steele dossier in response to CNN's article about the existence of the Steele dossier. BuzzFeed had a copy of it. You remember this is the PP dossier, the Russian PP dossier. So he goes out, and January 6th, they go brief President Trump about their conclusion about Russian interference. Didn't mention the Steele dossier. January 10th, CNN reports that they did brief him on the Steele dossier. BuzzFeed releases the Steele dossier. The next day, Donald Trump calls a press conference and says, these guys are fake news. They're liars. I was never briefed about the Steele dossier. And then that was January 11th. And also on January 11th, Clapper comes out and says, you know what? I just briefed the president about the Steele dossier. And the reason I did it was because of the news story CNN and BuzzFeed just produced. Now, if you wanted to get the Steele dossier out and you were desperate, you might leak the existence of it to CNN. That is what Sarah Carter is claiming today in a news story she put up, that former DNI James Clapper allegedly leaked the Steele dossier, the existence of it, and the contents of it to CNN, according to some undercover sources she has and an investigation that's going on right now that people aren't allowed to talk about. This at the time that the House Intelligence Committee finds no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. Now, listen to how CNN characterized this headline. Well, here's the NBC headline. House Republicans say investigation found no evidence of Russia-Trump collusion. That's the headline for the story, because that's what happened. Yesterday, House Republicans came out and said, look, we've investigated this for 14 months now. There is no collusion that we can find evidenced with Russia and Trump on the election. The Russians did a few things. They bought some Facebook ads. They did a few other small things. Nothing that changed the outcome of the election. Nothing that really changed any votes. And nothing that the Trump campaign knew about, had anything to do about. They didn't know about it. It was no collusion. Here is how CNN reports the exact same headline. Remember, NBC headline, House Republicans say investigation found no evidence of Russia-Trump collusion. CNN headline, House Republicans break with intelligence community on Russia. What is the intelligence community point they're referencing? You wouldn't know if you read the article, because it doesn't tell you what the intelligence, it just says that the intelligence community has concluded, as if the intelligence community is one gigantic monolith, that they all think the same. But it just says the intelligence community has concluded there was collusion between Russia and Trump. Well, I have a copy of the allegation here, where they're getting it. It is the January 6th briefing they gave to the president. It's the January 6th briefing they gave the president, titled Background to Assessing Russian Activities and Intentions in Recent U.S. Elections, the Analytic Process and Cyber Incident Attribution, dated January 6th, 2017. The same deep state that conspired to take down Donald Trump and use this fake Russian narrative and this fake Steele dossier that they said they had no confidence in, that they said they had no evidence it was accurate, that they said that it was salacious and scandalous and unsupported. That's the one they used to launch the FISA investigation to try to derail the Trump presidency before the election, and then release this garbage document on January the 6th, 2017, briefed the president, couldn't get any traction that way, So then they go and leak the Steele dossier to CNN and BuzzFeed, have CNN and BuzzFeed report on it. Well, it's not news because it's unverified. And so CNN and even BuzzFeed, when BuzzFeed is demanding more, it's a problem.
Yeah, that's
a real problem.
Bad.
So BuzzFeed, they can't get it. So Clapper goes and lies to them to CNN and says, we briefed the president on it. Boom, now it's news. Because if the president's being briefed on something, it's news. The mere existence of it itself is not news. But now that the president-elect has been briefed on it, it's news. CNN runs with the story that he's been briefed on it. The only problem with that, he actually wasn't briefed on it. The reason he wasn't briefed on it, it's salacious, scandalous, unverified, and probably not true.
Very fake news.
Very fake news. This James Clapper is one of the worst actors on the planet.
He is a bad actor.
He is sure a enough. Bad, bad, bad actor. So is that Muslim John Brennan. They're just awful human beings, terrible people. And I don't believe these are Clinton bad actors. These are Obama bad actors. These are people who believe the United States needs to be brought to its knees.
Yeah.
That they believe the United States is evil and horrible and awful. These guys are the true believers of the deep state.
Well, and it just leads to, I mean, the entire purpose of that dossier and everything, it really wasn't to prove anything. It was just to get the FISA court to give the warrant where they could monitor Trump Tower. And they could basically Watergate this election.
That's exactly
is all it was.
Who's on line one?
This is Jersey Jim.
Jersey Jim.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Hey, Jersey.
You know, I'm going to put Hillary Clinton in for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I'll tell you why.
By losing, she saved us World War III?
No, she got rid of our uranium. And she gave it to somebody who we can count on. The Russians.
You know what? And I do mean this with all sincerity of heart. I believe this with every ounce of my being. There was a time in the 1980s when it would have terrified a young childhood Baron Coleman if the Russians rolled into Europe. It would have terrified me.
Yeah.
I think Russians rolling into Europe now may be its only chance of salvation. Because they are so far gone with these Muslims. And the European the Russians don't put up with Muslims. They don't tolerate them.
Nah.
They don't have anything to do.
Yeah, they would be the only ones to take them over.
Correct. And if you want Iran Jr. sitting on Western Europe with all those nuclear powers and all those resources, if you think that's a good advancement for civilization to have a bunch of Muslims running the joint, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton do. They think that's a positive advancement. I think it's tragic. I think it's tragic. I mean, their goal is to run the world back into the Stone Ages, and they're using Muslims to do it.
The other thing, Barack Obama tried to level the field by giving Iran all that cash.
You know, we know about $1.7 billion worth of it. I read where it could have been.
I don't think they put a number on it. It's just balance.
Yeah, they said it could have been tens and tens of billions of cash. They just found the one payment. That there's evidence it may have been a recurring deal.
I wouldn't be surprised. Let me tell you,
if the President of the United States can ship that kind of cash around for Iranians without being seen, you don't think he can move a little bit of money around for himself? I'm telling you, the Clintons, the Obamas, these guys are probably multi billionaires in banks in the Seychelles Islands, the Caymans, Bermuda, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, all these safe havens all over the world where people put their money. My guess is there's American cash sitting in all those places.
But what does it get them? I mean, who cares if you've got a million or 10 million or 10 billion? What difference does it make, really?
Lots of difference.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
When the whole thing goes to pot, your family is taken care of. You know?
Yeah. Well, it would have to be pretty bad for the whole thing to go to pot.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to make it happen. We're going to try to stop him by putting people like Donald Trump in office. We'll see what
he's the best.
Works.
He's my man.
And Jack Campbell in office.
He's been my man.
We're going to make Montgomery great again.
Appreciate the call, Jersey. 272-9228.
MMGA.
When was Montgomery great, Jack?
It's hard to say.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Ask anybody around here when Emory was when Emory was mayor. We didn't have no problems.
There wasn't a murder in the 15 years Emory was mayor of the city of Montgomery. Not one murder. Not one robbery. Emery personally came in like Superman with his twin 45s on his hip. Now, and his hat that said mayor, and he stopped every one of them in progress.
That's not 100% a lie there.
We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Great relationships start with trust, and when you own a Subaru, you found a partner you can trust. So, come to the Subaru A Lot to Love event and start your journey down a road where the adventures, trust, and value last. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Offer ends April 2nd. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends April 2nd.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Pet Palace Hotels and Lewis Lawn Equipment, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward from Pet Palace Hotels, Lewis Lawn Equipment, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have tumbled down as much as 8% after a disappointing quarter. Though Dick's earnings were stronger than forecast, its sales, including the holiday season, were down 2% at stores open at least a year. Dick's is planning to open 19 stores in 2018 and will relocate 4 shops to different buildings. Its online sales increased 9% in the quarter. Remington Outdoor, the gun company, is planning to file for bankruptcy protection as early as this weekend. The Wall Street Journal says unpredictable gun sales have made it difficult for Remington to pay back its debt. The company is expected to reorganize. Stocks are rallying, helped by a report that calms concerns about inflation. Prices at the consumer level rose just 0.2% in February. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our cooler-than-normal March weather will continue for at least a couple of more days. For today, sunshine, kind of breezy, high in the upper 50s. Clear, cold tonight. Good chance we'll be near the freeze mark by about dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is a breezy, cool day with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. Another cold one tomorrow night with the overnight low temperature right around freezing by dawn. A little warmer, mid-60s by Thursday afternoon. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm, but a better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay ahead of dramatic weather changes before they happen with our free weather app. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
And this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many
reasons. Well, welcome back into News and Views, 43 minutes after 10 o'clock. Couldn't figure out what time it was. I tell you what, let's do this. 84's in the studio. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you, as we are each and every day. I do need to remind you this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage are generous sponsors of hour number two of this broadcast every single day. And what I want to recommend is two ways to get in touch with her. Number one, the old-fashioned way, the way you could get in touch with her for decades. And that is to call her on the telephone, 567-4223. Write that number down. If that's your preferred mode of communication, it's a great way to get in touch with her. Save money on a refinance. You can get into that home of your dreams. Stop paying rent. Stop paying somebody else's mortgage. Pay your own. You'll find out you can get more house for the same money. That is 567-4223. But the cool way, if you want to be what all the cool kids are doing, very avant-garde, you can get on the website, alahomemortgage.com, alahomemortgage.com. You can Google Alabama Home Mortgage. You can go to Facebook, check it out there, Alabama Home Mortgage. There's a link to the website. There's something called a Blink Link. You can fill out your entire application online on your cell phone, on your iPad, on your desktop, your laptop. Doesn't matter. If you can access it on the website, you can get there. So give her a call, 567-4223, or check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender, Miami.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you this fine
evening? Oh, Miami, doing well. I'm glad you called. I hadn't heard from you in a while. Where you been?
I've been listening to you, and I'm surprised you haven't gotten any texts from any of your loyal listeners. I think there was a pirate radio show took over your show for the last 2 hours. It was like the Love Doctor coming in, you know, and they all equated it to coon hunting. And if you have any love issues, you need to go coon hunting.
Do you have any coon dogs? You ever been coon hunting?
Yes, sir.
You have been coon hunting?
Yes, sir.
And do you own coon dogs?
No, unfortunately, I'm poor now.
Oh, well, that happens. Yeah. Well, you just caught me flat-footed. I didn't realize being poor was being rich was a prerequisite for having coon dogs.
You want a good one. Yeah, you gotta.
Where did you grow up, Miami?
What's my moniker?
Miami. There's no coon dogs in Miami.
You trim.
You got
palm tree.
Listen, come on now. You know, I think the first call. You know, you said we're all cousins down there. You know, how do you treat a southern gentleman like that?
I said everybody has a cousin in Miami. That was the Jimmy Buffett song.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so you go coon hunting.
I have it in years. We're talking back in the day.
Yeah, and you tree them up palm trees.
Well, it would down there in Florida, you know, because we do. They do let us out. We can't carry our guns with us, but they do let us out.
They let you out of the cozy confines of Miami from time to time.
There's no coon hunting in Miami because all the Cubans catch them and eat them.
Yeah. Well, it's just not the Cubans.
Well, hey, you know what? I love the Miami area. I lived within a couple hours of there twice. A couple hours south one time, a couple hours north one time. And I love that area. It is beautiful. The sky, you've just never seen a blue sky overhead like you see it down there. It's just day in and day out. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to live.
Yeah, it was. Every day I spent there, it was a day in paradise.
What brought you up here?
I hated to leave.
What brought you up here?
There were some medical conditions. Maybe you could have me on your show one day.
I'll
tell you my story. All I really ask in return is my wife loves Mr. Jack Campbell and the soup.
Everybody loves Jack Campbell.
Yeah.
Who loves Jack?
Everybody.
Yeah, but what brought us up here was a medical condition. My wife, my lovely bride, unfortunately had suffered a stroke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we moved up here for resources because it was just her and I against the world down there.
Oh, buddy, I'm really sorry to hear that. I really, really am.
Hey, don't be sorry, sir.
How's she doing now?
It's the best thing happening.
Is she doing okay now?
She's got a smile on her face, and my heart is warm.
Oh, that's good, man. I'm.
But it sucks being poor. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Amen. Join the crowd.
You have called the right place, sir. Commiseration hotline.
I'm glad to hear the tirade's back on.
All right.
Because
there
that
go.
Early thing, man, I tell you, my ears were bleeding.
Fair enough. We appreciate it. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you, man.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
I didn't know people from Miami knew how to coon hunt.
Well, now you do.
Now I learn new things every
day. It's a universal sport, Bear.
I didn't even know you did it at night. All right. So tells you right
you
there.
You don't like coon hunting. We don't like the indie stuff.
Well, that's fine. But I'm indulging it. I'm learning.
You're, I
believe you can learn something from every single person you talk to. Yeah. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, they can be in a coma. You sit there and talk to them, you'll learn something about yourself. You learn something about them. I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter who it is. You can always learn from everybody, even K-Rod.
I have got an idea for how Jack can get the 50 and older vote in Montgomery.
Okay.
All right, lay it on me.
Okay, a poster. Him in a gray suit with a John Wayne-style holster. Got his 45 in there. Got a state trooper on each arm. And it's the handsome Jack Campbell making Montgomery former again. Hey, the 50 and older crowd will know what I mean. I'm only 40 and I know what I mean.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
We are going to root out injustice.
Yeah.
And all the roads will be paved.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Always taking campaign advice here on News Talk.
Yeah, I mean, as Ross Perot would say, I'm all ears.
This is one of my favorite Cranberry songs, by the way. I think I sent you a copy of this last night, live, 99, Paris.
Yep.
Did you listen?
I most certainly did. I love some Cranberries.
Oh, man, it's a great one, too. All right, guys, we'll be back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now.
Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x2 for $199 a month for 24 months with $2,899 due at signing. Text title license extra. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer. Find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive efficiency. And right now, well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x2 for $199 a month for 24 months with $2,899 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires daily contribution at least to Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4-2.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
I'm with Miss Dot, the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is upon us. Tell us what you have going on at Eastbrook.
Things are exciting here at Eastbrook. We are cleaning up some booths and getting our spring cleaning done. And we have several new vendors. And the old vendors are just sweeping and mopping and cleaning up and bringing in spring merchandise. And we're beginning to get all that in. And it's just a fun place.
If someone's looking for outdoor furniture, do you have that here at Eastbrook?
Oh, we absolutely do. We've got the outdoor benches, and we've got the wrought iron furniture, and arches, and just any garden arches, anything you want, we try to have for you.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Don't miss another fantastic performance from the Alabama Shakespeare Festival as they continue to honor Alabama natives. Be inspired by the true story of Helen Keller with The Miracle Worker, beginning March 3rd on the festival stage. Trapped in her own world, Helen Keller is unable to communicate until she receives help from a teacher and a single glorious word. This extraordinary play proves the power of faith through the triumph of the human spirit. Get your tickets today by visiting asf.net.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know, one of my favorite calls we had all last week. That woman that called in and she had a little shih tzu. Because I grew up with a shih tzu. And then after I left home, my parents got another shih tzu. And they've actually just gotten another shih tzu. And this one's actually pretty cute. The middle one, eh, not so much. But this new one's pretty cute. And the one we grew up with, his name is Bogey, one of the greatest dogs of all time. But the woman called in, so she kind of touched my heart when she said she had that shih tzu and it wasn't feeling well. And it was sick and not doing well.
You smelled the one that took him to... Four Healthy Pets and got her real food.
Absolutely. Took it over to Four Healthy Pets and realized that sometimes your dog is feeling under the weather and run down, because you're feeding it garbage. Okay, garbage, nasty, big box store food, basically floor sweepings from China. You can go to Four Healthy Pets and get real food, real vittles, grain-free options, gently cooked options, raw options, low glycemic options, options that have sweet potatoes and coconut and pumpkin and the things that make your dog's digestive system really, really work. Superfoods for dogs. Superfoods for dogs. And they're right in the right balance and then the right thing. And she can allergy test your pups over at Four Healthy Pets to make sure that everything in the bag is good for your dog and that you're not causing some sort of allergic response. Go to Four Healthy Pets. This woman's dog completely, like, bounced back. Now, it still had a disease, but it was feeling good again for the first time in years. And I recommend you go over there. I mean, it does make a difference what you put in your body. If you go eat a fillet of fish every day, and that's all you eat is fillet of fish, you're eventually going to get awful. All right, you're feeding your dog garbage worse than fillet of fish, I promise. So get over to Four Healthy Pets, feed your dog like a gourmet vittle paradise, and they have it over there at Four Healthy Pets. She can walk you through exactly which bag of food you need. Teresa knows everything about it. Amber does a great job with the grooming over there. I pay about half of what I used to pay. Just got my dog groomed the other day. She had a problem with one of her toenails. Amber just buzzed that thing right down and got it looking just right like it needed to, and it's on the path to healing. That's the kind of service you get over there. It's not just, you know, same size fits all. Four Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway next to Faulkner University. Online, fourhealthypetsonline.com.
You know, if our grandparents could hear
the way we talk about pets.
Yeah, pumpkin and coconut and sweet potato.
It makes a difference, though.
Well, it does, but, you know, back then,
they didn't care about their pets.
Gainsburgers. Remember Gainsburgers?
Yes, I do.
But they didn't.
And they advertised you would eat all them, over TV.
You would eat them on a coon hunt.
They were wretched looking. But now, today, I mean.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference.
It makes a massive difference. Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. From coon hunting to the Lucky 7 massage parlor that's under investigation by another undercover guy.
Yeah.
This radio doesn't get any better than this. And that has caused me to have a couple of thoughts and how it could be tied back to Jack's campaign.
Oh, well, I would love to hear it.
Well... The one idea is that it 84, who's a good researcher himself.
Yeah. We're not going to put him on the investigatory track at the Lucky 7, though.
He could ferret out the Greater Montgomery Coon Hunters Association and let them be the first endorsement at the appropriate time, of course.
Coon Hunters for Campbell.
Yeah, and then...
A coon in every pot.
He could announce his candidacy at their annual hunt. Yes. How about that?
Yes, yes. He'll announce his candidacy at 1 a.m. when everybody's hammered and has guns. That'll be a great visual.
And if y'all don't think that's like work, I've got an alternative.